7726.
Just in case you were tied up watching the Olympics, the president with a big bombshell earlier in the day. We're going nuclear. That's right. We haven't had a new nuclear power plant in this nation in three decades. Now, suddenly, we're pumping $8 billion into two in Georgia, at least one, and then they're going for another one. That is big, big news, my friends, and that's where we start here on America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you just tuned in and you've never heard us before, it's the little show that could, the ultimate water cooler buzz. So we start with the nukes, and then we're going to jump into the Olympics, and I'll tell you how many medals the U.S. has in case you've missed any of that. So it could be one or the other. Maybe you're buried in the politics and you haven't watched any of the Olympics, or maybe it's the other way around. Obama does go nuclear, so he wants two new plants. The first one is going up now, and then the second one will be built along the way, and it's $8.3 billion loan guarantee to help the Southern Company build the two reactors. The move comes as a surprise to environmentalists who were backing the prez on the whole clean energy thing and don't like the direction that now the White House is going in. The White House says, no. We're working to advance climate change legislation, and this might jumpstart the nuclear power plant industry. It'll definitely appeal to Republicans who are skeptical about all of this. So this is the right way to go. We're very hopeful this could help us in the Senate, because that's where climate legislation is stalled. And I think it's going to stay stalled because of the money it would ultimately cost the middle class, and because of many of the Republicans who no way, no how, are going to jump on board anything that smells like cap and trade. But pushing that aside, this is a very, very, very big deal. And bravo, I think it's a move in the right direction. The idea that now we can use nuclear energy as a new source. Again, we need more plants, more power plants. And there's always the panic over what do you do with the waste? Where is the waste going? What's gonna happen? You know, you're talking about cleaner, and this scares all of us to death. So there's been a thaw on nuclear power, and I think there are ways to do with this. And one of the phone calls he's probably made and needs to make again is to Nicolas Sarkozy, the president of France. The reason why is because they're all about nuclear energy. I think it's like 85%, somewhere in that ballpark. And it's worked well for them. They haven't had a lot of problems with the energy, and it's been a cheap way and a powerful way to supply the power they need to not just the individuals, but companies, etc. So I think this is the move in a very good direction. The reactors that are being built won't be online until 2016 and 2017, and the press is going to take a lot of hits over this nuclear power because it's very controversial, radioactive, if you will.
I think you're missing the number one key thing out of this, though, Kate.
And that what is that?
President Obama said nuclear power.
He said it correctly.
For the last 8 years, I thought it was nuclear.
Yeah. But up bump, you need to rim shot yourself.
Oh, we need to hear. I'm a little late on that, aren't I? I wanted to give myself the crickets, but yeah. Nuclear power. Hey, all right.
That's right. Very good. That was a good interjection. It's true. For some reason, I mean, as much as they practiced that with Bush, he could never get it right. He could never say it correctly. And this president did say it correctly. It is very controversial. And now what people are going to talk about is the radioactive waste that's stored on site at the reactor locations around the country. There are going to be protests, I am certain, from the environmentalists who don't like this one bit. Not one bit. Oof. Oh, well, bravo to the president. I'm really saying it on the show, bravo, because it's a step in the right direction. It hasn't been used, and we've talked about this before. Why, oh, why are we not doing this? You know what's interesting, too? He also talked about offshore drilling and other sources of going after oil. Man, is this the same president? Because he didn't seem like the same president, at least in that little portion of it. This is a way to appease the GOP. February 25th is getting more and more interesting, even though the threat of that is supposed to be about health insurance reform. All right, 800-259-5791. Let's go to our man Sam in Montreal. I'm sure he wants to talk Olympics. The Americans are now second. They've got 8 medals. The Germans have 9. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Okay. I mean, I watched Canada, you know, I just turned off the Russia-Latvia game, and, you know, Russia's look, you know, unbeatable, so.
No kidding. Crazy. You know, the U.S. won their opener 3-1, but it was the Swedes.
No, the Swiss.
And, I mean, the Swiss, rather.
Right.
And, yeah, the big difference between the Swedes and the Swiss. And the Russians do look unbeatable. Look at the lines. That's just crazy. They're crazy good.
Yeah, you know it for sure. And those British broadcasters who criticize, you know, like the Zamboni at the speed skating oval and all the lack of snow. Excuse me, come on over here, and if you can do a better job, do it. If not, put a sock in it.
Well, and let's tell everybody what you're talking about. There have been some malfunctions, and everybody's starting to slam Vancouver. I feel sorry for them. I think you're right. The torch malfunction, the warm weather, what can you do about that? Well, you can't do anything about the weather. Mother Nature, go talk to Mother Nature. There's nothing. You have to stop the event. It's too sloppy. And then the Zamboni, you know, that, unfortunately, it had a meltdown at the speed skating rink, and so there have been a few glitches, yes.
Right, for sure. And then, I mean, it's only the middle of the first week, and I'm already, like, Olympic out.
You're sick of it already.
Yeah, because CTV, TSN, and Sportsnet, they're doing continuously literally nothing but the Olympics. And it's like, well, guys, give it a rest. I know we're hosting it, but give it a rest, please, you know? You know, and I spoke to Julie's daughter. I said, how much is the Olympics getting in Italy? They go, well, because it's not like Turin in 2006. I mean, it is getting, but not as much. But, of course, where she was in Italy, the soccer team's getting more press than the Olympics.
Really? You know? Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, she lives in Milan. And if you know anything about the AC Inter rivalry.
Yeah. So they'll get more press on that.
Yeah, like I tell people here, it makes the Montreal Canadian Toronto Maple Leaf rivalry look like a tea party.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, and I know Canada won another gold medal today. Whoopee.
And that's right. They got to catch up, though, but it's still early in the games.
Yeah, this is true. And I was watching a little bit of the men's preliminary figure skating. This Russian skater, he looks like he's unbeatable. I know, you're pressed for time. Bye tomorrow.
All right, so Sam's burnout on the Olympics. How about you? 800-259-5791. I mean, really, you know what? There are a lot of jokes about the Olympics. It is tough if you're Canadian. They're calling it the Vancouver Summer Olympics at Cypress Mountain. They had 28,000 tickets that had to be canceled, and that's like $1.5 million in lost dough for the Games. So it's been pretty tough. Stay with us.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything. any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Good day, Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is February 16th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 11.1470. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 11.4515, 572.58 for a half ounce, and 286.29 for a quarter ounce. 11.4515, 572.58, and 286.29.
June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Money locally. You know, we're talking about the big banks because bankers now are like the scourge of society. I mean, it's true. And it's because of the bank bailout and what happened there, which is mostly New York centric. So others across the country are feeling it, like the movement in New Mexico to take the money to the local guys. Let's put it in the local banks. Let's put it in the local credit unions, and to the tune of $1.4 billion. Now other states are talking about it. There really is a big movement out there. And in North Dakota, they've done that already. And it's part of Michael Moore's movie about capitalism. And we're going to let you hear a little snippet of it coming up in our next segment, a snippet of one of the women in the movie talking about what has happened as a result of moving the money local. And you'd be surprised what she says, especially on the dollar amount. Absolutely. Speaking of surprised, I'm sure people that have come across this Amy Bishop character have to be surprised that at the University of Alabama, they didn't catch what was going on in her background. And as I just find it shocking knowing what they put you through in academics. And she had this reputation. Maybe they just glossed over it because of, as a scientist, what she was able to do, a biology professor. So she's now held on these charges that she fatally shot three peers in what looks to be a 10-year dispute. There are three others that have been injured, but her background is the crazy thing. And it's so strange. First, you go back to the mid-'80s when she was 20 years old and she killed her 18-year-old brother with a shotgun in Massachusetts. She told the cops when they were investigating she was just learning how to use this gun. Her father had bought the gun for protection, so whoops, it was one of those sad accidents that accidentally discharged. But really, when you go back and look at the crime report, there were all these other shots around when he was fatally shot. So that doesn't add up necessarily, and they go back and find out, oh, there were some things missing in that investigation. Yeah, the district attorney reviewed the case files and said the probable cause existed in 86 to charge her with assault and weapons crimes, but they didn't do it. And the files were supposedly missing, but were discovered over the weekend. Oh, that's interesting. But the statute of limitations would run out on those charges, so that's a gone issue anyway. Meantime, her husband's all over the place saying, oh, yes, we went to the shooting range and I didn't see anything wrong. But then there's these neighbors that say she was a hothead, crazy, and was having disputes with them over nothing. And in 2002, she was charged with assault when she punched a woman. Ready? Punched a woman in a fight over a booster seat at an IHOP. So she was a loose cannon. And there are, and you got a report of different things that she's done along the way. And how did this slip through? I don't understand. I don't understand how they couldn't have looked at this. Also, she had a gun. What was the one thing I read today? Cause it's now it's just like, it's like reading a police blotter. When she shot her brother, she ran away, dropped the gun. It went off a third time, supposedly. She didn't remember anything else when they took her to the police station. She said she fled with the gun to a car dealership. That's what happened. She fled with the gun to a car dealership. She pointed it at employees and demanded a getaway car. How was she not in jail for that? It took like 11 days before they could interview anybody in the family because they were so upset. And then they said the whole thing was an accident. In what world does that happen? And there were some other things with her temper that flared up. And yet, she looks brilliant on paper. She graduated from Northeastern with a biology degree. She got a doctorate in genetics from Harvard. And then you have a weird thing with two mail bombs sent to a Harvard professor that she worked with at a children's hospital in Boston. The explosives didn't go off. So there were traces of things that she had done in the past. Then she doesn't get tenure, and this is what happens. You know? And probably it was overlooked because of her resume, because of the Harvard thing, because she developed this cell incubator, because she won a statewide business competition, that she was on the cover of local tech magazines and had all these advances. And, you know, even though she had a background that was something you would question. Sad for those families. Very, very, very sad about that. All right, normally we don't do this, but Don is antsy in Wyoming. And because we're in a good mood, we're going to let him double dip. Don, you got to make it good. Here's your time back on the floor with us at ATN.
Hey, Kate, I got to tell you this story. It's been mind-boggling to hear it. But real quick, you know, they said there's 2,500 athletes up there at the Olympics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then they said there's 2,500 dogs at this kennel show.
Right.
Now, I thought that was weird that it's the same amount of numbers. So, I don't know, dogs, athletes, dogs. There's got to be something going on there.
Okay.
Anyway,
where's the punchline? Where is the punchline?
That's the point. I'm trying to figure it out. No,
trying to figure it out.
One last thing, real quick. I got a new one for liberals, by the way. You know the movie Full Metal Jacket, right?
Yep.
And you know the story at the, you know, towards the end, old Joker gets drilled by the colonel. You know, why you got a peace sign and Born to Kill on your helmet? Is that some kind of sick joke?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a line that he makes. You know, every inside of every blank is an American trying to get out. I decided that from now on we need to say inside of every liberal is a communist trying to get out, right?
Inside every liberal is a communist. Oh, you're bad. Bad, very bad.
they want the government to control everything. They think that's the way to go. So, you know.
Right.
Anyway, okay, the story. This is mind-boggling, and this just shows you people live in a different world or something. I don't know. And I guess we're on the same planet, but there's this gal, young girl. She's in her limousine on a shopping spree in Paris, France. And this guy comes up and busts the window that she's sitting next to, the door. And, you know, that would spook the heck out of you. You know, somebody just come up and whacks your window and reaches in and grabs her handbag and takes off. Well, as it turns out, she happens to be the daughter of the mayor of Kiev in the Ukraine. Of course, Kiev's a famous city, you know, 3 million people, and goes back in history and all that. And before her dad was a politician, I guess he owned the largest bank in the Ukraine, and he sold it for 1.5 billion euros, which is about $2 billion. So this family's loaded with money. So she's on, and evidently they're estranged, and he just gives her an open credit card, you know, just says, here, go do whatever, you know. And so she's on this shopping trip in, you know, in Paris and everything, and the police show up, you know, after the break-in and her purse being stolen. And they said, well, what was in your purse? And she said, oh, just, you know, normal stuff. A little bit of jewelry, a couple diamonds, and they're like, oh, really? How much was it worth? And she's like, $6 million.
I don't know.
Carrying $6 million in a jewelry in her purse? I mean, that makes Paris something look like chump change, you know?
No kidding. Ridiculous.
And I guess, you know, Kiev's having one of their worst winters. You know, people are breaking their arms and legs, shoveling snow. And, you know, and they hear a story like this, like, yeah, the mayor's kid's over there losing $6 million in jewelry. And she's like, oh, it's insured. You know, I'm like, I'm wondering what the insurance companies think, you know? I'm like, you know, you should have that much damage. You ought to have a security guard around you or something like that. I don't know. Can you believe that, though? Just carry around.
If you're walking around with that kind of money. Yeah, ridiculous. I agree.
Yeah.
Who's carrying that kind of coin?
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, Double Dipper Don. Now, I ask you, was that worth it? Was that worth it, listeners of America Tonight? 800-2... This is like joke night. This is like punchline on America Tonight. 800-259-5791. Coming up, we're going to talk about that bank in North Dakota featured in, I think, some of the outtakes and some of the longer version of the Capitalism, A Love Story, that movie by Michael Moore that's going to DVD in a couple of weeks. So some of that was lifted to prove the point of here's what North Dakota did and here's the money that they're making as a result of it. It follows on the heels of, well, not follows on the heels, it's actually before what happened in New Mexico, if that does get approved, which it's looking like it. And they do end up going local versus big bank. Wonder how many more states would go in that direction. Also, we're going to tell you the story, sadly, about the climber who fell inside the crater of Mount St. Helens. Hang around.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Movement is starting to pick up steam. We're going to play something for you about North Dakota and what they've done with their money. But before we do that, I think the saddest photo op gone awry is the one that I just heard about. The body of this climber, and he's a guy who climbed his whole life, even as a child. He fell 1,500 feet into the crater on top of Mount St. Helens. They found his body on Tuesday. He was there in the snow, and I guess the winds were terrible, so it was hard to try to rescue him. The guy's name is Joe Boiling. He was 52 years old, and he was simply posing for a picture on the rim of the crater when a snow overhang gave out, and he fell into the volcano. And here's the really sad thing about this. Okay, so he falls into the volcano, and you think, oh, if you're the two guys with him, You gotta be kidding. You're in shock. And one of them actually kind of lunged toward him because they could see it happening and they couldn't get him and just saw his face. So they couldn't see him from the top naturally. And this is a guy who was an avid mountaineer. He climbed so many peaks in a lot of different countries. He grew up and Mount St. Helens right there. That, you know, he was a mountain guy. Even like as a child playing in the snow up all by there. And it was just a freak thing. And the Navy helicopters tried to do what they could, but the winds were too strong. So they had to come back the next day, and they did find him when they made a pass. He was covered a little bit in snow, but they could see part of his body. So they were able to get him. And they're going to do an autopsy to see if it was injuries or hypothermia or what it was that led to his death. He had taken off a layer of clothing to cool down when they got to the summit, and he probably wasn't protected against the temperature. So their theory is it actually might have been the hypothermia. And this is all he was doing. He had gone for a four-hour hike, a place he knew really well, took off the backpack, some of the clothes, some of the layers he had on, then he was posing for a picture, and that's when it all went crazy, when the snow fell, and they just could not, I mean, they couldn't catch him. And they were just, you know, he was clawing for the edge even, and he had a startled look on his face and then disappeared. But he had some kind of a whistle with him. You know, a lot of times when people hike because they might get separated or something happens, they'll carry something with them to alert the people around them what's happened. So he had this whistle, and he was blowing the whistle. And unfortunately, they couldn't, so they knew he must have been alive when he hit the bottom. Because how would the whistle be going off? Because the whistle was doing that. But it was to no avail, since they couldn't get to him. There was no way to, you know, there was no way to do it. Now, this has happened before. There was one other person who fell from the rim. It was a guy in his 30s. Same deal. It gave way. Well, it gave way under a snowmobiler who went up there. And in that case, he was rescued by a helicopter, and he had a knee injury, but they weren't able to get him. And that's the sad part of that story, especially somebody who was an avid mountaineer. Wow, terrible. Christina is listening to us in Sweden. Do we have some applause?
Hello.
Hello, Christina. How are you?
Fine. I was going to talk about that Matt is right about this, about the directions, but now you mentioned about Mount St. Helens. I was living in Washington State when it blew.
Ooh, in 1980.
When the mountain erupted. I was living there in Tacoma, and I went, in the morning I hadn't listened to the news, and I went out to garden, and all of a sudden all this gray looked like snow, but it was gray, started falling from the air, and all these particles started falling. I'm thinking, what in the world's going on? And then it got really warm. That was a strange day.
Boy, no kidding. I bet it was. And did you saw that, and did you have to be evacuated?
No, we weren't evacuated, because I lived outside Tacoma. I lived in Puyallup.
Okay, so
I was evacuated, but it was far enough away that you could see it. I mean, it was coming to you. You could see it.
The ash
was getting thick on the ground. And the great thing was, the next year, our garden was wonderful, because the ash was great for the garden.
Really? Because that was the good part about that.
Yeah, that was the good part about that.
So what is your theory on the directions? Do you think Matt's right?
Yeah, okay.
Do you
Matt
give directions?
Matt is totally right. I grew up in Los Angeles, and I was like you. Go down to the deli, turn right, go to the mall, turn left, da-da-da-da-da, right? Mm-hmm. I come to Sweden, and all of a sudden, there's no delis. I live out in the woods. There's no delis. There's no mall. So it's like, oh, go past the 20 tree, birch trees, and then, you know. So all of a sudden, it's like you said. It's like I have to... east, west, and I'm going, what's east? What's west? Yeah.
So you had to figure it out.
Yeah, I had to change my whole way of thinking, because there was no mall. There was no delis. Mm-hmm. It was the trees. But now I found my way. Now I say, you know the big tree? I describe the trees.
The trees. I love that. You know, Christina, you got to say something in Swedish for us. Give us a sentence in Swedish. We love it.
Oh, I just wanted to, those two hockey guys, the twins, the Sedin is their name.
The Sedins, Matt Sedin, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're from this area.
So the people in Sweden are really cheering for them.
Well, it's not them. It's, you know, it's Flopan, what's his name in English? He lives not too far from where I live. How many hockey players do you have in the United States from Sweden? 8, 9, 10?
Oh yeah, it's Daniel.
Yeah, and they're all playing.
It's Daniel and Heinrich Sedin.
Yeah, and they're all playing. I mean, Flopan, he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
Who he is? He used to play in Colorado.
Oh yeah. And so everybody, that's who most people are following. They're following the known names, obviously.
Yes.
You're talking about probably Peter Forsberg.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Forsberg. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so I'm going to give you, you're going to tell us, how do you say gold medal?
Gold. you say gold, we say guld.
Guld.
Guld. We have a lot of, Swedish words have a lot of English words in them. Like you say sit, we say sit.
Mm-hmm. And medal is just medal?
Oh, good. I don't. Medal.
Oh, you're kidding me. So,
no,
Medal. I can speak like a Swede by just saying that. That's unbelievable.
You say sit. Sit. And
oh,
and
you guys say
hey. I even when I was living there, we always said hey. You know, mm-hmm. hello. We also mm-hmm. say hey. We also say hello.
Oh, so there's so really, you go to Sweden, I could go to Sweden, and I wouldn't have to have you as my guide. I could probably
99% of all Swedes speak very good English, because they start learning English when they're 6 years old.
All right, so we're going to talk to the Swedish Tourism Board, and we're going to take America tonight to Sweden.
Okay, that's fine.
That would be fun. Christina, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You have a good one. Did you love that, Matt? How do you say that? Gold medal?
It's gold medal.
Gold medal.
Yeah.
That's great. We could be Swedish.
I am part Swedish.
See, so you already knew. I'm not. I'm Irish.
I don't know that much.
I don't know. And there is such a thing as Gaelic, so Irish is a little bit different. All right, I think we need to go to Sweden. That's where the road trip's going to be. Are you up for a trip to Sweden?
Of course. Have you seen the women from Sweden?
they're gorgeous, so you better get your game on. You better start lifting weights.
I'm going to start working out tonight.
No more popcorn or alcohol or any of that stuff.
Ooh, that's going to be hard to do.
Well, if you're going to get the tip-top shape, it'll be tough.
I'll eat better and I'll still drink the same.
There you go. Wonder what... I bet the beer in Sweden is probably so potent, too, just like in Germany. You take one sip, and it's crazy.
I've never had any Scandinavian beer, I don't think. I couldn't even name any for you.
They might have some. They've got to have some.
Every country has beer.
Yes. I mean, they have to have something. There's something that they drink. Yeah.
Well, for a future phone call, we'll have to run down the beer list of Sweden when Christina calls in.
All right, that's the next one.
Study up and prepare.
Her story was good about the Mount St. Helens erupting, and she was there for that. That's pretty interesting, and that the ash came down and her garden just was thriving afterwards.
Hopefully she didn't stick her tongue out for the snow.
That's right. That wouldn't be good. The aftermath of that, certainly. Wow. Okay, so you never know who's listening to America Tonight. We love Christina in Sweden. That's very cool that she listens to us, and she takes Matt's side on the... Although, I said, I think he's right, that women give... Is this right, ladies? That women give directions, like, visually, by landmarks. So you go to the boat dock, and then you take a right, and then you go in this direction, but there's no really north, south, east, and west. That's more how a male would give directions, most likely. Hey, I talked about this just briefly. Toyota, the plants. Toyota employs 1,850 workers in San Antonio and about 6,600 at the Georgetown plant. And, you know, this is the great thing. Nobody's going to be laid off during the production interruptions, but they are going to do that. The Kentucky plant makes the Camry, the Avalon, and another car, and they're going to take a non-production day on February 26th, and they might not build any of the vehicles for like three or more days in March and April. Then there's another plant in Huntsville, Alabama, that's also going to be pretty idle during production the same time that San Antonio is. So they're trying to work this out. It's like a little jigsaw puzzle. But the good news is the company's backing up. They're not doing this layoff thing, thank goodness, because it's going to get hairy for Toyota. There are a lot of lawsuits that are starting to be filed as a result of some of these recalls. Man. All right, coming up, we will get to the bank in North Dakota. So you want to hear what that's about and how much money the state made as a result of taking the money in locally. That's on the flip side.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
From the big banks to the small banks, is it really, really going to happen on a broad scale? I think there's a lot of rumblings that could come true, not just in New Mexico, because it's not definite there. They still have to vote on the bill. It's looking good. The governor signing off on it, all that kind of stuff. As long as they can find the solvent banks, the right places to put the money, they're going to be able to do that by the end of the year, and it's $1.4 billion. But there is another state that's already doing it, and we're going to jump to that in a second. First, Jay, who's traveling through the great state of Kentucky. Hello, Jay.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
To say this morning. Not too bad.
Good.
Thank goodness for Toyota not laying anybody off, first of all. I deliver Toyota parts for the Buffalo plant over in West Virginia, engine transmission plant. But anyway, as far as the banks go, I've been with a big bank. With my business. If Toyota was to shut down, I shut down, but I don't get unemployment because I'm self-employed with my truck.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as big banks go, you're just a number to them big banks, first off. And as a small business owner, I have settled in Sevierville, Tennessee 2 years ago, and moved all my money locally, and you go in and it's like you're recognized as a person, not just as a little number. But when they did this bailout for the bigger banks, I think it would have been just as feasible to let them go under. I mean, the money's federally insured. Their assets would have been seized and sold off to the smaller banks and credit unions, just like any other corporation would have. So I think that was a major mistake. But as far as the Olympics go, you were talking about some Swiss. I don't know if they've done any of the figure skating events yet, but I've heard that the Swiss are not going to win any medals there. Their routines are cheesy and full of holes. Have a good night.
That was good. Jay, thanks for the call. He was energetic. And I like what he said about the local banks, that, hey, as a small business owner, that's what he did. And he didn't feel like a number where, you know what I've noticed? And I think this might be a Bank of America deal. Because of, especially, they're taking it on the chin for a bunch of things, too. Now, when you go into the Bank of America, oh, my gosh, it's like I'm waiting for the trumpets to play. You're here. Oh, what can we do for you? Can we give you a lollipop? Here's some free coffee. It is like somebody said, oh, my gosh, we're in trouble. So you just got to pump up everybody that comes from the front door. You got to act like you are selling them something. You got to act like we're in a car lot here. And somebody else told me the same thing was happening to them at Chase, but I agree with Jay. We would have been fine. I totally believe that. We were sold the bill of goods that, oh, too big to fail. These banks are too big to fail. It'll screw us all. We'll just go into the rabbit hole, and the economy will just collapse in half. And he's right. Because of the money that was federally insured, if you had enough banks, which I believe you do, you could have moved it locally. They just didn't want to do that. That's what that was about. Okay, here is the deal with North Dakota. It's part. There's just a little part of this that was featured in Michael Moore's Capitalism movie, his latest documentary. And the reason that we're playing this little snippet is because here's another example of a state that's made money as a result of taking the money local. So listen to this.
The fact that it isn't suffering any of the fallout from the financial crisis that the other banks are, I think attests to really the strength of the bank and actually the bank's mission. And they didn't invest in risky derivatives. They didn't buy any subprime home loans. It didn't fit the way that they did business. During the last 90 years, the bank has returned $500 million to the state's general fund. What that means is the state has been able to develop programs, $500 million worth of programs, without taxing the people of the state to do those programs.
All right, so you heard what she said there, the $500 million back to the state. I mean, that's a good thing. You know, if I'm doing my math and you listen to the specific numbers, the people there have to be very, very happy as a result. And especially, like, tax is the evil word. None of us can really afford to be taxed on everything. And start to look at your bills closely, and you see what I mean. Even just the electricity bill, the phone bill, it's crazy the amount of taxes just added that have now dominated, doubled, tripled, whatever, on those bills. But then just your normal state income tax, federal income tax, tax for this, tax for that, it's ridiculous. It is. So in that case, the state made money, put the money back in, and it was a win-win for everybody. And I truly believe you're going to see this happen more across the nation as there is some successes to point to. Because if there's some trepidation about moving a big amount of money into smaller banks spread out, and what they'll do, and or credit unions, that'll quickly go away with more proof. Okay, here's what happened here. A lot of governors and a lot of states share information, which is a smart thing if they're on the ball. They have the big governor's meetings, and much of what happens is about economics. Here's what we're doing. This works. Even local economies, if they're smart, the mayors, for example, will do that. But I think there's going to be definite successes to look at. So Bank of America, Chase, all those fat cats, they better watch it. They may start losing not just the individual customer, not just the small businessman, but the state's money. And that has to, if we went through every single state, that would have to be a big chunk of change. It would have to be a lot of coin, no question. And New Mexico's really a medium-sized state, somewhere in the middle. But you take one of your bigger states, then Bank of America will be all over everybody thanking them. The funny thing is, in the New Mexico, I keep pointing back to that, but if you go to our website, americatonight.net, Brian Egolf did an interview with me, and it's good. He points out some excellent things as to why they're doing it. And you can, if you go to What You Missed, you can check that out. But in talking about New Mexico's situation, that's what they're looking at, to make sure it's solvent. But they also conferred with some other people, so it's a real movement. It's not something that's out there as hot air. There are real possibilities of that happening, and I think the big time bankers are worried, because it could amount to a serious chunk of change that would be very, very, very tough to recover from. And you have enough people that are also bailing on it, because the banker, saying banker is is a bad word. So if somebody's at a party, I don't care, it could be the nicest guy in the world, I guess, unless he's a local banker. But working for one of the big guys, you almost wouldn't want to say that anymore. What do you do? What do you do? I didn't hear what you said again. So it would be like you'd be like the scourge in the room. And don't we know that, as we're watching how the president's numbers keep falling, and it's all because of that, a lot of it's because of that bank bailout stuff. Hey, I happened to catch this from the ratings wire. CNN has the lowest viewer night they've had in 4 years. Just for an example, Larry King and Anderson Cooper had, I guess, just terrible numbers. The NBC Olympic opening ceremony, so it proves that some of us are watching, that the coverage there was huge for NBC. And CNN on that night had 85,000 in that demo they all want, the 25 to 54. Oof, that's terrible. And the total viewer average was 382,000. That's the lowest numbers they say they've had since December 23, 2005. Do you think we're going to have to bail out CNN too? Gosh, I hope not. I don't think we have enough money to bail out the networks and the newspapers on top of everything else. It was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said, "Go often to the house of thy friend, for weeds choke the unused path." Those are wise words.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.